Daniel Gade, Republican challenger, calls out Mark Warner as Democrat rubber stamp. By Robert Krajicek on August 10, 2020. Senator Mark Warner, DBA, a prominent advocate of the Trump-Russia collusion storyline, is a rubber stamp for the far-left Democrat Party, said Daniel Gade, the Republican Party's nominee for the U.S. Senate seat from Virginia. He joined SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday to discuss the political state of play in Old Dominion and across the nation with host Jill Polack. Polack asked Gade about his chances of defeating Warner given the Democrats' increasing dominance of Virginia over recent decades. Gade replied, "I can absolutely defeat Mark Warner. This is a guy who's a career politician. That's all he's ever done his entire life. His brief stint in business, where he became fantastically wealthy, was basically an opportunity to trade on insider knowledge that he got on Capitol Hill." Ballotpedia lists Warner's net worth at $257 million. He was the governor of Virginia between 2002 and 2006. He has been involved in Democrat politics for over three decades. "This is a creature of Washington," continued Gade. He even said, one time, that he went to college and majored in Washington, D.C., so that's who this guy is. He was a leader of the Trump-Russia conspiracy stuff. He doesn't propose bills. He doesn't even really go to work very often, apparently. This is a guy who is a fixture, and he's a fixture only because people believe that he's a fixture. Listen. Gade joked, "I think a lot of people still think they're voting for John Warner, who previously held the seat for six terms, so the name Warner is a habit in Virginia, but it's a bad habit." Warner markets himself as a moderate while operating as a radical, added Gade. Although he sometimes claims to be a moderate, he is a radical. He's a liberal. He votes for liberal policies every time. Whenever Democrats need him to vote on whatever pet project they have, he'll vote for them. That's what he is. He's a rubber stamp for his far-left party. Riots and violent political protests driven by left-wing groups in Richmond, Virginia, are linked to the defund the police push from Democrats and the broader left, noted Gade. Gade remarked, "What's happening now in Richmond with the left trying to defund the police? Richmond looks like Ramadi, these days, which is where I fought and nearly died. There's some real problems when the left gets its way. And again, Mark Warner is a creature of the left." Gade reflected on his military career in describing his motivation for running. "I view this race as an extension of my military service in the sense that I'm operating under the same oath as I did as an Army officer for 20 years. And that's to support and defend the Constitution of the United States," he explained. "The Constitution is clearly under attack right now, and I think this is the same thing that I've always done, defending America." During his military tenure, Gade was awarded the Legion of Merit, Bronze Star, and two Purple Hearts. He graduated from West Point in 1997 and served in multiple locations in the United States and Korea. His entire right leg was amputated, leading to 1 year of hospitalization and 40 surgeries, after being injured in 2004 during an operation in Iraq. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.